Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Remarkable rings, luxury watches, necklaces, bracelets, really whatever you need. They do custom jewelry and have two locations in the area. One is 545 Perkins Extended in East Memphis. The other is 9387 Poplar next to Fresh Market in Germantown. So if you need anything jewelry related, go to my spot, Platinum Jewelers.
Is there a room in your house that never seems to cool or heat the way you think it should? Then a Mitsubishi ductless system may be a solution for you. Hi, this is Lauren Choate with Choate's Air Conditioning, Heating, and Plumbing. Ductless systems are relatively new to the United States, but Mitsubishi ductless systems are a proven energy saver because the system does not have any ductwork, so it can blow colder air in the summer and warmer air in the winter. Mitsubishi's inverter-driven compressors automatically adjust to your cooling or heating demands to deliver ideal comfort while only using the energy that is needed. No more, no less. Do you have a bonus room, sunroom, or master bedroom that never cools right? Maybe a new addition to your home or a garage you want heated or cooled. Now you can do it efficiently. Call Choate's today at 755-4797 or visit our website at choateshvac.com to schedule your free estimate. And remember, Choate's, let our family serve your family.
We're brothers. We're happy and we're singing and we're
It's Jason and John on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Who that? Who that? Hey, who that? Who that? Man, this what you've been waiting for. I mean, the game was all bad just a week ago. Rappers was listening, I ain't hating, though, because now I'm getting hot enough to we want to stay at home. And she can't tell the difference. I've been through hell conditions, wishing for air conditioning, feeling God was never listening. Now I'm on television. And did I fail the mission? Your girl is hot, a missionary, boy, you failed the mission. Speaking of positions, just witness how I elevated. Real if you celebrate it, finger poke whoever hated. My life accelerated, but had to wait my turn. Then I redecorated, that mean my table turned. Live life, might as well, only way to learn is try and fail. Clientele, the only way to earn. So if you're selling, or if you're selling rap, make sure it's mean so the fiends keep on selling back. Who that, who that, I got that flame. Who that, I got that flame. Who that, I got that flame. So don't worry about, no worry about my name. I got a flame.
All right. Who that? You're rolling with Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN. Hope everybody's having a good, safe Tuesday, July 14th. A lot going on, John Martin, even though at this point right now, I'll tell you what, there are sports going on. Got MLS going on. You got 901 FC coming back tomorrow. John Martin, a lot of people excited about that on the road tomorrow, but they'll be back to AutoZone very soon. NBA continues, at least the practices leading up. Rashawn Holmes broke out of the bubble. This happened late yesterday after we got off the show, so we didn't talk about it. But for the reason we'll get to, if the food's that bad, though, they may be in trouble. It's already happening. What's that, the count of two? Bruno Caboclo and now Rashawn Holmes out of the bubble within the first couple days. Stephen A. Smith said folks will be breaking out of the bubble first 3 weeks. Let's hope it's not. Let's hope that the fortitude of the bubble, though, is still fine. We shall see. Haven't even gotten to the big news yet. Announced yesterday on Twitter by one top 10 2020 prospect. John Martin's certainly going to weigh in on this one. Musa Cisse going to announce tomorrow. Woo! Entire city Excited about this one, John Martin?
I don't even think you need me to answer that. Because all, you know.
All we've done is call them the vaccine. Is it coming early?
Operation Warp Speed. Absolutely coming at you. This has been the opposite, though. If the vaccine is distributed as slowly as it took Musa to announce his decision, we're in trouble because Calkin says no herd immunity.
I heard that.
He said no herd immunity for you.
Okay, that was his show.
Our show's going to be different.
Musa.
Musa. Caesar. Making his decision tomorrow. And indeed, it does feel like a bit of a triumphant moment for the time being for the University of Memphis. Because as the world crumbles around him, as...
And all of us.
He is informed that he will not be having herd immunity by Jeff Calkins. Penny Hardaway continues to recruit. Damn the pandemic. Damn herd immunity. Damn a vaccine. Musa Cisse. Making his announcement tomorrow.
So. He can fix it all.
I'm losing my mind a little bit. I'm not going to lie. I'm going a little crazy. I'm like Jack Nicholson in The Shining. You know what I mean?
You're kind of scaring me.
Here's Johnny. But you know what? That's okay. That's natural. That's a very normal thing to be going through right now. But, yeah, I am excited. I am excited that that Musa Cisse is going to announce his decision tomorrow at 3 o'clock during the Giannotto Winter. I mean, it is amazing. Now, we got Jalen Green, but we knew Jalen Green wasn't coming. We knew Jalen Green wasn't coming to Memphis.
Right.
I feel like they got one. They were going to get Jalen Green, but he moved it up. And so I think Musa was aware of that, and he knew that the Giannotto and Jeffrey show needed to be smiled down upon.
Oh, take yourself out of the news here.
Yeah.
The fact is, Memphian's probably going to be pretty happy tomorrow at 3 o'clock. Take yourself.
Yeah.
We'd love to have it happen our show.
Yeah.
But we've got to take ourselves out of this, John.
No, you're right.
And look at the bigger picture.
Yeah, I'm being selfish. You're right. I'm being very selfish. So anyway, lots to get to. We'll talk about Musa Cisse, that decision, and more on the show today. At 11:25, we're going to be joined by the man himself, not Musa Cisse, but Rodney Salisbury. He's the Whitehaven football coach. He's been there forever.
Legend.
He's been there forever. He has put countless kids in school at the next level.
Two-time Tennessee Titans coach of the year here in Tennessee as well. Two-time state title winner, if I'm not mistaken.
You know, when I was starting out at the Commercial Appeal as a stringer, I always prayed that they gave me the Whitehaven game. Because I just knew that they had the players.
Oh yeah.
They were the you know, elite team in the Mid-South, and you know, I wanted to cover a Whitehaven game because I knew they were gonna have, you know, studs out there on the
loaded.
Field. Just athletes all around that joint. And he's still there and he's still doing his thing. And so we will talk to Rodney Salisbury about his career, but also the news yesterday that you brought to my attention. I will admit I didn't even see it. But Shelby County Schools can practice now, is that right?
As far as I know, they could start working out today. That came down from Shelby County Schools yesterday. It's good news for coaches, for students who obviously want to play. Now, the jury's still out on whether or not this thing's going to happen on time, you know, high school football, all of that. You saw, too, yesterday the news from SCS. Now, it was expected that right now the start date for them, August 31st. But, yes, right now, at least, SCS giving high school coaches the go-ahead, high school football coaches the go-ahead to they can begin practicing, working out. Now, some stringent, obviously some big-time rules in there in terms of what you can do, the contact. It's different, and it's going to be a new normal as those guys get used to all these new rules. But, look, for a lot of those kids, and we'll talk to Salisbury about this, you know, they just want to get out there and run and do their thing and play the sport they love. So right now, obviously you're going to have to do it safely. But we'll talk to Coach Salisbury about all that here at 11:25.
Yep, 12:25, we are going to be joined who are we going to be joined by? Anthony Sain, of course. Anthony Sain. Yeah. Sorry about
You've
that.
You've been used to saying another name there for a long time.
Yeah, you so got it. Yeah, like
it's changed.
I'm still like
it's
I even
fine.
Got a tweet about it. I even got a tweet about it today. I'm like, "Wait a minute. No, we don't do that anymore. That's not a part of our show."
It's fine.
Yeah, Anthony Sain's going to join us at 12:25. Yeah. Sorry. I'm getting used to everything in this new day and age. So Anthony Sain's going to join us at 12:25. And then at 1:25, Brian Scalabrine from radio.com sports is going to join us. We'll talk to him about the NBA, the bubble,
Healthy Grizzlies.
Two positives yesterday in the bubble, but thankfully they were caught before they entered or left quarantine, I should say, before they left quarantine. So that is good news. That is the protocol working. People think James Harden has it.
Because he's not there yet.
Yeah.
Westbrook already says he has it.
Yep. Which again,
and then Mbamute, isn't he's not there either. Yeah. I think I heard too.
Which I mean,
Houston's entire team.
Yeah, I mean, this goes to show you that, you know, these guys, if they weren't restarting the NBA season, would literally just be walking around Houston with the virus, not knowing it, and unknowingly passing it to whoever, you know. So in a way, you know, everybody's saying cancel the season. In a way, the season restarting is actually helping the communities that these guys are from. Because, again,
rumor right now about Harden, though.
Yeah,
no
rumor,
one report,
rumor.
No one
yes.
reported.
Yeah, a rumor, yes. yes. But it would make
but
sense.
But he is not there.
He's not there, and there's been no report about it. And so, you know, what people don't understand or unwilling to understand is that these guys would not be holed up in their houses if they were just at home and the season got canceled. You know what I mean? Like, they would be going to other people's houses. They would be going to gyms to work out. Like, they would be in the community still. And so that's the farce of all this. It's like every time there's a positive test, everybody screams, you know, cancel the season, shut down the season. And I think there will be a point where you have no choice but to do that if we have 10, 15, 20, 25 positive tests in this bubble. But we're not there yet at all, actually. And I would also say before we get into Musa, you know, today – I think sometimes what we are in these times where we react so strongly to pieces of news. Like we react so extremely, and we don't really wait on the context, and we don't really wait on the full picture to react. And I get it, everybody's scared, everybody wants everybody to wear a mask and all this stuff. But sometimes I think it's counterproductive to the greater good. Like, for example, today Shelby County announced 700 new cases. At first glance, that's horrible. I mean, that is the number that Manoj Jain said we'll hit in October, you know, 3 months from now, right? Wow, that's awful. Wear your mask. What are we doing? Shut down the city. Well, that 700 positive test came against 5,200 administered, which is a 14% positivity rate, which is exactly what we've been doing the last 2 weeks. So while 700 is a big number, 5,200 is a big number as well. So the positivity rate is basically unchanged. So that's what you have to focus on. Is like, yes, 700. If it was 1,500 tests administered, it would be catastrophic. But if it was 5,200, not good, right?
No, that's there's not much of a silver lining there.
No, but it's not like a change from what we've been. You know.
Well, which at a time we need some change. We need to be going 100%. Back down, which it goes back to it being bad.
Yeah, oh, it's definitely bad, but it's not like it's no worse than it was.
No, we realize you got to take into account the number of tests and those going up, but two, that number staying where it is, and right now you stay on that path.
Yeah.
And hospitals get in bad shape.
Yeah.
And
well, hopefully with the bars having shut down, you know, a week ago, that you start to see the numbers. I mean, I'm assuming we will see it. You know, I mean, we're shut down again. We've rebranded it, but we're shut down again for all intents and purposes. You know, you really can't do much right now. You can't.
Right.
And people aren't. In you know, going to eat,
but the suggestion to really get control of it, at least from the health officials, seems to be it's got to be several weeks of that,
mm-hmm.
really to get control mm-hmm. of this again. So
yep.
that's why it's imperative that you continue to do this, keep the mask on, because we need more weeks of this if we're going to put a serious dent back in it. And
right.
and look, that dent is needed. I mean, this thing's gotten out of control. Texas, California, Florida. I don't need a clap, John. It's just real. That's real talk. Don't need any applause at all on that. Hopefully everybody's taking this seriously and wearing the mask.
So anyway, I know everybody wants to talk about Musa Cisse.
Everybody wants to
get to that.
Like, you would like put a rap on it. Let's get to Musa.
Yeah, well, I mean,
putting the clap on.
You know, yes, I've given you your we gotta get control of this thing. You know,
this man said. Good numbers. You almost said like that's good.
You almost said that's good. It is not good, but it is also not any more bad than it has been.
Well, right, but continued bad is bad. Is really bad.
Well, the last 2 days we have had numbers in the 100s. You know,
mm-hmm.
So I mean, this is a backlog of tests that could be from, you know, a week ago, 2 weeks ago. So again, the numbers do stand to improve. I suspect they will in the next few days. If they don't. You know what I'm saying?
The scary part, John, is that they were saying this could happen. We got to a point where we're saying, how could that happen? look at how everything is right now. The cases are low. They're not going to need those beds over at the CA, at the old CA building. They're not, and because of that attitude, and we got lax,
yep.
And that's why we're here. So to that point, the key is, yes, John, that number with the higher testing, you've got to take that in consideration, but also it's a reminder. Keep hitting this thing, hitting it by wearing your mask, because, again, if we're going to get a real dent in this thing, it's going to take weeks of this, not just a couple of weeks of heightened awareness.
Yeah,
it's
going to
take weeks.
But I'm just saying, if the cases are a daily high, what about the tests? Are the tests also a daily high?
Well, in this case, the tests were much higher. What would you say, 5,200?
Yeah, 5,200. That's a positivity rate of 13.4%. You know, so I mean, I'm just saying,
the positivity rates in double digits are just
no, it's not good. It's definitely not good.
It should be enough to scare the mess out of you.
But you know, earlier this month, we had a positivity rate of 16% one day. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. July 5th, we had a positivity rate of 16.1%. That's what's way worse than today. You know, but everybody sees the number, the naked raw number, and they're just losing their minds, and we're all going to die, and nobody's going to get herd immunity. Just calm down, take a Xanax, and get on with your day. Wear your mask. It's going to be all right. All right?
The key part of that was wear your mask.
It's going to be – but also I think a Xanax would help a lot of people, maybe myself included.
You don't have to turn to that. You can turn to prayer and the good book.
You can do all of those things.
All of them.
Simultaneously.
I guess Xanax can be prescribed. I'd rather have it prescribed by a doctor, John, than prescribed by you. Thank you very much.
Well, I mean, a doctor will give you whatever you want, you know, but we'll discuss that at a different time, in a different day. Now is the time to talk about Musa Cisse and the announcement that he made last night, which is that he's going to make another announcement tomorrow.
Really, this time?
Yes, he is going to do it. He's going to do it, Jason. It is going to happen tomorrow.
I'd ask you if you promise, but the thing could change.
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to make any promises in 2020. We're in the middle of a pandemic, you know?
And this is Musa Cisse, who's done this, picked it up twice.
Yeah, like we're like Lucy and Charlie, you know.
Okay.
He's picking up the football.
Third time going to be a charm. Tomorrow at 3.
But yes, exactly. I forgot about the whole next week tweet. They got deleted. So this is attempt number 3, third time is a charm. And it is going to be Memphis. And at this point, we've talked about this for a few weeks. It's a significant victory for Penny Hardaway. It's a significant, development for the University of Memphis. I've got a piece up today at the website that I took a long sort of deep dive into, you know, the Penny Hardaway era at the University of Memphis. And obviously, I think in terms of their trajectory and getting it, you know, where it needs to be, the program, landing Musa is a huge step in doing that. We've talked about it before. The PR for Penny and the PR for Memphis the last few months has been pretty bad. 2020 was not a good class. They just missed on pretty much all the high major targets that they were going after. I mean, they did get two transfers, which can help if they get eligible, but I think we're both very skeptical as to the likelihood of that happening. One, perhaps, both, very unlikely. And Ahmad Rand is a nice, solid piece, but he's a JUCO kid that's not ranked in the top 100. I mean, there's just nobody who could tell you that the 2020 class was a success. It just wasn't. Especially as close as they were to Jalen Green, as much time as they invested in Greg Brown, Devin Askew, Dawson Garcia, you know, the Jaden Springer, you know.
It was 85th when we had Bossy on.
Yeah, so again, that happens, right? That happens. But compared to, you know, 2019, it was a swing and a miss, right? That happens. Musa Cisse being a part of that 2020 class, I think, would really redeem it, would take it from being a lost class in some sense to taking it to be in a very, very good class, because the truth of the matter is, when you look at that roster, you know, I almost consider sophomore Boogie Ellis, sophomore Lush Quinones, sophomore DJ Jeffries as members of the 2020 class, to be quite honest with you, because those dudes are going to take big steps. Boogie's going to be more confident. Lester's percentages are going to go up. DJ, to me, has the fiber and the DNA to be a leading scorer at a Division I program. And the only thing that they're missing, as far as I'm concerned, is Musa. A big who can dominate defensively, who can finish at the rim, who can really provide you that sort of high point target, that Julio Jones at the rim, who you put it in his vicinity, and he's going to absolutely convert. He's going to make it happen. He's going to dominate in the AAC. That is what Musa represents. Defensively, he is an absolute game changer. If you miss an assignment or you botch an assignment on the perimeter, young guards can do that, then the good news is you have a dude who was transformative in the paint, who is going to ward off and change, if not outright block, every shot that comes at him. I am bullish on him as a talent. I am bullish on him as a piece for the University of Memphis. I think he takes them from being a fringe tournament team to a potential Sweet 16 candidate. I think he takes them from being a non-ranked preseason top 25 team to a very possibly ranked top 25 team. And I think he makes Memphis a co-favorite with Houston, if not an outright favorite. I think they will get some first-place votes in the American because Houston lost a lot and they lost Fabian White Jr. to injury. So I believe that adding Musa Cisse for Penny Hardaway is in some ways as important as him adding James a year ago. Now, perception-wise, he really needed to get James because it was like his guy. He moved him from
Nashville. That's probably the reason why you hired Penny.
Yeah, but I do believe sort of when you take into account the timing of this and what's happened since, you know, the James Wiseman class, I think it is as important, and obviously if he plays more than three games, it will be more important than James Wiseman playing at the University of Memphis. So this decision tomorrow has major, major ramifications for Penny and Memphis.
No, there's not much to add there. I think you broke down all the particulars of it, pretty much all the details of it. I would add that if it's going to be the way Penny Hardaway envisioned, this isn't a new point I've made. We've talked about this before in terms of high level. It'd be one thing to be a fringe tournament team possibly next year, which we think you are already without Musa. Now, that's assuming, too, that you get one of these two waivers with DeAndre or Landers Nolly. But we're already assuming where you are right now, and maybe it's a little better. Maybe it's better than a fringe tournament team, but that's not what Penny Hardaway came here to do, and certainly not by year three. He didn't expect to be, okay, maybe we make the tournament, maybe not, maybe we can do some damage. And so Musa represents the other side of that, the sort of keeping it, the option, the possibility of being in the mix for a national title. Now we realize a lot of things happened last year where that changed. But you've got an opportunity with what's left, what's on that roster. You add Musa to it, and those expectations become very real again in terms of competing for that, getting past the first weekend, certainly, once you're in the Sweet 16, especially with a defense, quite possibly, and again, with Musa sort of anchoring things we would expect, a defense that could be, again, why not top 10 in the country? You were top 5 last year, at least in efficiency. Now you've got one of the best shot blockers in the country there. So back to the point, elite, which is what Penny Hardaway always envisioned when he took the job.
Absolutely.
It gets you back to that rather than just, does Memphis make it back? Because, again, look, you know, Penny Hardaway was a shot in the arm when you hired him, and he's really looking for that now on the basketball court. I mean, that's where it is. You're not looking for, hey, Memphis got back after what now, 6 years of not making the tournament? We realized there was still a chance last year, but there wasn't much of one. Musa represents a chance to get back to elite. Now, again, that's – no slight to the other players on that roster because it's the combination, right, of all those together. I'm with John. I think the big jump that you got to watch out for is DJ Jeffries. I think he's motivated. I think he's got the body. I think he's got the NBA potential that if everything goes right for him, you're talking about a guy who could lead this team in scoring, particularly with how efficient he can be. That said, you know, all the pieces, again, you can – you know, you could tell yourself this last year. All the pieces then again look like they're there. All of a sudden you've got a ton of depth and a team that there's no need to speculate about anymore.
Yep.
We suspected they'd jump into top 25s.
Yep.
You add Moose. I heard Gary on with Jeff this morning, said as much. Right now he's got Houston 13, doesn't have Memphis ranked. If Memphis gets Moose, he's gonna put him in. And all of a sudden, I think to your point, you've got a race for the AAC title, considering what Houston's lost with. Now, they're still got Caleb Mills, still got Quentin Grimes, but with what they've lost with Nathan Hinton leaving school early and Fabian White tearing the ACL. And so, again, it's exciting because this is what Penny envisioned.
Yep,
you know, elite-level prospects, lottery-level prospects, right? But now you've got a nice mix where you've got some guys on the roster a little bit older, not all freshmen, not the most inexperienced team in the country like they were last year, and you can really start telling yourselves, okay, maybe I can start feeling it again. National title hopes and goals. Maybe you can start feeling that way again. So he represents that. Musa represents that in committing and signing and key of all that. Hopefully at some point, whether it's the fall, winter, whatever you want to call it, or this spring, putting on a jersey for Memphis and actually playing.
That, you know,
that's the next thing, right? After everything else, after the commitment, after the signing, is getting him there.
I think that's actually a conversation that we need to have today because, you know, I look at this kind of the same way I look at just in terms of it. it's a great day for Memphis tomorrow when it happens, right? It's a great headline for Memphis when it happens. It's great sort of message.
National headline.
That it sends. Like, when Penny locks in on these kids who are in his backyard, he gets them, right? That continues to reaffirm and reinforce that. But Musa needs to play for it to matter. Musa needs to, you know, and obviously if there's no college basketball season, this is moot. But if there's if there is a college basketball season, and for whatever reason Musa doesn't play, it won't mean anything. You know, it'll mean the same thing that Rajon Tucker meant. It'll mean the same thing that James Wiseman meant. You know, he's got the at some point, you know, and you know, Landers Nolly, same goes for him. DeAndre Williams, same goes for him. You know, it's great to get the commitments from these guys, but they have to suit up, you know, for it to really sort of the substance to go along with it. Because, you know, I mean, that's part of it. Like, you need these guys in uniform and you need to help them win your games. They can't win your games when they just announce on Instagram they're coming. You know, you need them to help you win games. So I do think that is sort of, Jason, the next layer of this is, you know, Moose's sort of, whether it's because the uncertainty of college basketball and college sports or other things, you know, I definitely believe that's the next layer to this. And maybe we can discuss that a little bit more in depth later in the show. But tomorrow stands to be a good day for the University of Memphis and for Penny Hardaway. They need it, and it sounds like they're going to get it done. So good news coming tomorrow for Memphis basketball. When we come back, Rodney Salisbury, the legend at Whitehaven, is going to join us. We will talk to him about the news yesterday that Shelby County schools can start practice. How does he feel? You know, obviously, you know, he's a parent, and, you know, he's a football coach, and he knows sort of the score, you know, when you're balancing health and athletics and benefits of both. So we'll get into all of that with Rodney when we come back. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Is there a room in your house that never seems to cool or heat the way you think it should? Then a Mitsubishi ductless system may be a solution for you. Hi, this is Lauren Choate with Choate's Air Conditioning, Heating, and Plumbing. Ductless systems are relatively new to the United States, but Mitsubishi ductless systems are a proven energy saver because the system does not have any ductwork, so it can blow colder air in the summer and warmer air in the winter. Mitsubishi's inverter-driven compressors automatically adjust to your cooling or heating demands to deliver ideal comfort while only using the energy that is needed. No more, no less. Do you have a bonus room, sunroom, or master bedroom that never cools right? Maybe a new addition to your home or a garage you want heated or cooled. Now you can do it efficiently. Call Choate's today at 755-4797 or visit our website at choateshvac.com to schedule your free estimate. And remember, Choate's, let our family serve your family.
Making popcorn for movie night?
Whoa, who are you?
This is your wake-up call from TracFone Wireless. What if every time you tried a new streaming service, you had to buy a new TV?
That'd be ridiculous.
Yeah, some wireless companies do that when you switch, make you buy a new phone.
Right.
But TracFone Wireless lets you keep your phone and your number and your network and gives you unlimited talk and text starting at $20 a month.
Seriously, who are you?
This is your wake-up call, people. TracFone Wireless. Now you're in control. Oh, you're burning it.
Oh, no.
Available at major retailers. See terms and conditions at TracFone.com.
Nature Valley Sweet and Salty Bars are just as crunchy and creamy on the lawn chair as they are at the lookout, as delicious on your porch as they are at the park. So enjoy a Nature Valley Sweet and Salty Bar wherever you are.
The motto for world-class competition has always been faster, higher, stronger. It's the same for Navien, makers of condensing tankless water heaters. Faster to install and set up. Higher performance and efficiency to provide endless hot water. Stronger with the industry's strongest warranty. All because of the copper-free stainless steel heat exchanger built in every unit. Learn about Navien's condensing tankless water heaters and find a Navien contractor at tanklessmadesimple.com. That's tanklessmadesimple.com.
Jay Farner here, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. When you turn to Rocket Mortgage, we can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so now is a great time to call 8338-ROCKET. And if you need some extra money, a cash-out refinance could give you that financial boost you're looking for. Call today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states and MLS number 3030.
Need a job? The Wing Guru is expanding and needs great employees. Join the fastest growing franchise in the Mid-South. For scholarship assistance and to apply, visit thewingguru.com.
Hey, Memphis, this is Brian Reed with Best Care Plumbing, Heating, and Air. Beat the summer heat. Right now, we're offering 0% interest on any new Trane system. In the market for a new system and aren't sure if you're getting the best deal? Let Best Care be your second opinion. We'll beat your quote by 10% guaranteed. Call Best Care today at 624-1401. That's 624-1401.
You deserve the best. Best Care Home Services.
Yeah. Now, back to the Jason and John Show. Jason Smith and John Martin on 92.9 FM ESPN, Memphis' sports station.
Out my city became a boss. Don't roll it, holy moly, no days off. Pirates cook it up like Kyrie, trade you off. Let's go. Green and white like Celtics, don't play with me, play with a foul. I'm superior, I'm imperial, I ain't feeling you.
All right, we're back. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN. And every day around this time, we do the gigantic interview. Let's get it.
Every weekday on 92.9's Jason and John Show, we have a special guest we call the Gigantic Interview. Presented by A-Team Roofing on 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Roddy Salisbury joins us now, an absolute champion over there at Whitehaven. Been doing it for a long time, and he joins us now. Coach, how's it going, man? Appreciate the time.
Hey, it's going good, man. How's it going?
Everything on our end is good.
Blessed to have you, brother.
Getting through it for sure. Yeah, glad to have you on. A lot to get to today. But the news yesterday, Jason brought this to my attention, is that you can now you can have workouts. You can have workouts over there at Whitehaven. Did that come as a surprise to you? Like, were you at that point thinking that you wouldn't be able to? Like, what was sort of your mindset before the vote came down?
It definitely was a surprise, you know, surprised to get the information. Obviously, you would love to have a little more lead time, you know, so getting it on Monday morning, saying you're clear to practice that day was a little surprising, but exciting at the same time, just ready to get back to seeing the kids. So we're excited about it.
How do you do football socially distanced, Coach? You've done it for a long time. You're an expert at it, state title winner, a legend over there. But how do you do football, at least right now, you have to do it socially distanced in so many instances. How do you do it? How do you pull it off?
Well, one, if you're just conditioning and training, it's a little bit easier to accomplish because you can work out and you can train with distance and to make sure you're getting the kids in physical condition. And that's one of the biggest goals, first off, is just to get the kids in some semblance of shape. So this first part won't be difficult on the social distance side. But obviously, some people may be in a rush to get to the football portion, and it's a little more difficult when you get to actually trying to implement game plans and things of that nature. But right now, that's not our emphasis. It's about safety, and it's about getting the kids in some sense of shape and getting the camaraderie and team building started.
Coach, how do you balance sort of where we are, you know, health-wise in this country and where we may be headed? How do you balance that with, as somebody that's been doing this for as long as you have, sort of your awareness and knowledge that, you know, these kids need extracurricular. They need football to look forward to. They need sports to, you know, keep them occupied and to keep them productive and obviously help them get collegiate opportunities at the next level. How do you balance sort of, you know, looking out for them from a health perspective, but also looking out for them from a livelihood perspective? Like, we're putting people in such impossible positions. I'm just curious how you sort of view that.
Well, one, the social justice initiatives are of paramount importance to me. Obviously, I'm a person of color, so it's of so much importance. So talking to the guys about how to deal in this world and how to make their presence known and also fight for equity and fight for social justice and do those things, even at a young age, being civic-minded, that's extremely important. So we've tackled those issues, and it's a little more difficult to do interactively, but it was the virtual space did allow us to connect, and it's been a blessing to have the virtual connection. But we just always focus on equity, you know, and what I say is athletics is a great parallel to life. And we try to teach our kids to use the game of football, the game, or whatever game it is you're playing athletically, to have that parallel to how life works, how to learn to work with other people, how to have some intestinal fortitude, how to have determination, self-drive, self-motivation. So it's so essential to kids being students first, and then along with being athletes, it just gives them another added thing to help them build in their lives. So it's so important for them to get that. But we don't want them to ever lose sight of the greater good, the greater goals that are going on in the world around us. So just I think sports are important because you get to galvanize a group of people together. And as you continue to go up in levels, it's so many people from different backgrounds, different social and economic backgrounds, different ethnic backgrounds, all joined together. So that's one way we can help heal the world that we so much need today.
Are the questions different, Coach, than maybe they were even in two? Now, we've been dealing with the same problems, you and I, we all know, for year after year after year. But our young folks do. They've been out. They've been protesting. Are they? Do you find yourself, when you're talking to players, they're coming to you and asking you, Coach, what can I do? Are the questions different now in 2020? It's almost like we're going through two pandemics, Coach Salisbury, you know, with what the country's going through, the unrest, but then also with the virus. But do they come to you and ask you, Coach, what can I do?
They do. And one thing is, you know, back in the day, I guess as we've become adults, back in our day, we really didn't question authority a lot.
Right.
You know, we basically did what we were told, how we were told, when we were told.
Yes, sir.
This generation is, they're more why inclined. They like to know why. You have to give them reasoning and give them why they're doing something. That actually has become beneficial.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're willing to question. They're willing to raise those questions. Okay, why is this like that? Why do we need to focus on this? So this generation is a lot more in tune to what needs to be questions and challenging the status quo, challenging
okay.
things that have just been that way just because they've been that way. And knowing that, hey, this no longer can stand. So I know at some point we, you know, it's hard when you got kids and they always asking, oh, why and why and why.
Mm-hmm.
But it's probably
for
something that we should have had a long time ago.
Yes,
we
sir.
Should have been questioning the systems that are in place because we know that there's an imbalance. It's obvious that it is. So, but we have to be ready to challenge it. And these young people are ready to challenge it. Probably a little, you know, it's a little early for me, and like as high school kids having that kind of burden
mm-hmm.
and traumatic experience. But it's going to harden them, but at the same time, I think it's going to open them up to demand change
yes,
for the
sir.
Future.
No, and that's inevitably a good thing. We've talked so much, and you touched on it too. It's got to be student-athletes, their health a priority right now. How much, though, Coach, are you thinking about your own? You know, and I know that's probably that as a leader, right, that's not natural, right? You're thinking about them first at all times, especially as a leader of young men, but I figure you have to stop too, Coach Salisbury, and think about yourself. And obviously you're taking the precautions, all that, but your own health, how much is that, you know, when you're going through your daily? Are you not thinking about it at all, Coach? You just thinking about your duties and duties of these kids? Or have you kind of thought about it, man, I got to be careful myself as the coach of these guys?
I have, and that's one of the reasons. It's like it pains sometimes because you can't be out there on the front lines and out there with the protesters and being out there, you know, because I have to think long term. Is that I know at some point I'm going to have to be around this group of children and other coaches, so I can't be out socially right now. So I've been restricting myself, you know, staying around family, things of that nature. So. And I'm keeping that. My wife and I, we're making sure that we're staying as quarantined as possible, but, you know, going out still, but being extremely intentional with the things that we do, because I know eventually I'm going to be around these young people. Also, just being very conscious and aware of my coaching staff.
Yep.
You know, I have some coaches that are older, some coaches that are taking care of their parents, some coaches who have their spouses that may have comorbidities or pre-existing conditions. So being aware and letting know that I'm going to take a little bit of the inherent risk, but making sure that everyone is doing the best thing to keep safety as paramount.
We're talking to Ronnie Salisbury, Whitehaven football coach. Coach, you've been at Whitehaven as head coach for how long? Is this going to be season number 17?
I believe so. I think 2003, I believe. It's all the time just runs together.
Yeah. What's been sort of you know, being around all these kids, and we all know how many you've put sort of at the next level, whether it's Memphis, whether it's the SEC, certainly a lot for you to be proud of. What's been sort of the biggest lesson for you that you've sort of taken away from being around all these kids over the years? What's sort of been the biggest lesson for you and what you've taken away from, you know, being around all these kids?
The biggest takeaway, I would say, is just you can go anywhere from here. If you apply yourself, if you're diligent in the classroom, even if you make mistakes and you stumble, you can recover, you can accomplish anything in life. I have kids that I've coached that have gone on to be doctors, lawyers, they're police officers. They're all the different walks of life. Some are even coaches, you know, and taking on that mantle. So just knowing that if you apply yourself and you understand that this game can take you and change your life, that is so much that's out there in the world can expose you. You know, having a kid that's at UCLA right now, you know, all the way on that end, having a kid at Ohio State, the kid at South Carolina, kids from coast to coast, Mississippi State, that's all around. I mean, just through the years, just amazing how much these kids can see the world and the exposure that they can get. And the most important thing is that to drive those kids, once they get that exposure, to come back and share, reach back, to give back. And that's how we uplift our communities, by going and getting information, going to get the exposure, going to get the resources, and coming back and showing others how you can make it. And that's one that we champion athletics at our school, but more importantly, we champion academics at our school, because that is the key unlocking the door for everyone, because your brain is going to last a long longer than your body can bang. So we want to make sure that you're getting the mental aptitude and playing the game above the neck, on the field and off the field as best that we can. And that's one of the things we want to keep standing on at Whitehaven.
I know too, Coach, from knowing you for a while, you've always been a man of great faith. Are you confident, you optimistic that we'll be able to have, you know, at least for most of a full year, you know, on campus learning a full high school football season, whenever it does start, and be able to crown a champ? What's your confidence level right now? I know the news changes almost hour to hour now, not even day to day, but where is it right now on July 14th in terms of having the full season, students being back in classrooms, that kind of thing? What's your optimism level?
I'm an optimistic person. You know me by
yes,
nature. I love to always think positively, because there's no profit in being negative. I mean, it's not going to accomplish anything. But we try to say control the controllables, control what you can.
Yes.
But we have to make sure that we're speaking truth to power and letting them know the inequities that exist that can hinder us in these situations. Like right now, we need to be approaching city council members, school board members, letting them know that high-speed internet access needs to be a utility,
yep.
Amen.
Not a luxury.
Yep.
So it's so many areas that don't have access. Yeah, I would love to be a virtual learner, but if I don't have high-speed internet access available in my neighborhood,
right,
I'm already at a loss. So we need to make sure that we're champions for change for our children. If children are truly the future, and they're what we need to focus on. How are we not funding education properly? You know, how is that not the number one thing on the agenda to make sure that we're funding? You know, again, I have police officers that are on my staff. I mean, lieutenants that have had kids that played, have been lieutenant directors and everything else in the police force. So I'm all for law enforcement. But again, we don't have to have, you know, we're not in the military, we're not at war. So we need to make sure that the funding is there. And I think people will get so confused, and people use sound bites to try to get people off the center and off the topic. Because when people are saying defund the police, they're not saying get rid of the police.
Right.
They're just saying reallocating funding. That's all they're saying. But there's so much other things that we can probably reallocate and restructure. Let alone talk about why we have all these different school districts in one county. That's a whole nother issue. But just making sure that we have our focus on the right thing. And if we can do that, and one, be faithful, because everything happens for a reason. And I truly believe we probably were getting a little ahead of ourselves, and we needed to get slowed down.
Mm-hmm.
The world needed to slow down, and that's why we are where we are right now. We need to slow down and understand what's important and take a good assessment of where we are as a country, where we are as a city, because Memphis is a great city. We have so much potential here, but we're holding ourselves back, and if we can get our own way, we can have greatness here, and we could be a mecca of opportunity, which I think we're on the cusp of if we just push the right buttons and make sure equity is of utmost importance for the large number of our citizens here in the city.
Yeah. Hey, Coach, man, this was
great stuff. We appreciate the time, as always.
Thank you, Coach.
All right, I appreciate it.
Yep. He is Rodney Salisbury, Whitehaven coach, been there for a long time. Since 2000, and I think on his LinkedIn, it's 2004. He was the defensive coordinator before that, so he has been there for in total 22 years.
Mm-hmm.
Quite the run for Coach Salisbury out there at Whitehaven. When we come back, we'll get back into Musa Cisse. Is he going to suit up? What could it mean? College basketball season. All this has a huge sort of. Ramification and implication into, this decision tomorrow. So we'll get into all that when we come back. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
My City Rides allows you to lease to own a brand new motor scooter to get where you need to go. And they provide training with their scooter school. We're talking with rider Mike Davis. Mike, what happened after scooter school?
So once I got out of scooter school, My City Rides contacted me to schedule my DMV test and then reviewed the content that was going to be on that test to help me prepare.
How did they help you prepare for the DMV?
A lot of the content of scooter school covered the laws and the written exam. They also reviewed all of the documentation required to go to the DMV to get our motorcycle endorsements.
So how did it go when you got there?
Several of our classmates met at the DMV early and got in line, and then a My City Rides employee arrived with scooters for us to use during the driving portion of the test.
Nice. What equipment is provided to you?
So in addition to the scooter, My City Rides provided me with a battery charger, a disc brake lock, a chain lock, jacket, gloves, helmet, and all the paperwork associated with purchase of the scooter.
Thanks, Mike. To find out more, visit MyCityRides.org. That's MyCityRides.org.
Summertime is here. You're going to be by the pool. You're going to be in the yard. And if you're like me, Gary Parrish, you might want to have a drink while you're doing those things. And if so, New Amsterdam Vodka is perfect for making great summertime drinks. New Amsterdam Vodka is a premium 80-proof vodka made from the finest quality grains. It's 5 times distilled for unparalleled smoothness, filtered 3 times to create a soft finish. As you surely know by now, it's so smooth you can drink it straight. And yes, I swear to you, it really is what I buy when I'm inside the liquor store, and that's because it's a quality vodka that's reasonably priced. There's an 80-proof New Amsterdam vodka. There's a 100-proof New Amsterdam vodka. And if you're into flavored vodkas, New Amsterdam offers a variety. Watermelon is the newest flavor, so make sure to keep an eye out for that. And don't forget, New Amsterdam also makes a gluten-free vodka, so if you're on a gluten-free diet, either by choice or necessity, that's the vodka for you. Please ask for it by name next time you're in a bar, in a restaurant, or in a liquor store. New Amsterdam Vodka. Pour your soul out on the web, newamsterdamspirits.com.
Gear up for all your favorite teams and sports with radio.com. The biggest sports stations in America talk about the NFL, MLB, NHL, and NBA. Get updates on when games will start
and how your team stacks up.
Find Jim Rome, Tiki and Tierney, and more of the top personalities in sports on CBS Sports Radio.
And you'll love radio.com sports originals
like Mike's On with Francesa, Swings and Misses,
and You Better You Bet,
with the best bets on the biggest matchups every weekday. Gear up with all the shows and podcasts
on radio.com or the radio.com app.
Hey Memphis, this is Brian Reed with Best Care Plumbing, Heating, and Air. Beat the summer heat. Right now we're offering 0% interest on any new Trane system. In the market for a new system and aren't sure if you're getting the best deal? Let Best Care be your second opinion. We'll beat your quote by 10% guaranteed. Call Best Care today at 624-1401. That's 624-1401.
You deserve the best. Best Care Home Services.
Hey, so are you the type of guy that wants to look put together, but doesn't want to spend hours at the mall finding new clothes? So you can look great at the office, on the road, or even just on the weekend with friends and family? I hear you. This is why there's Stitch Fix, your personal styling service that delivers hand-picked clothes right to you. Stitch Fix is simple. Sign up in just a few minutes. Tell them about the brands that work for you, and even let them know what types of styles you prefer. Stitch Fix is convenient. You get great clothes delivered right to you, so you can try new styles on in the comfort of your own home and make a decision without any pressure. And Stitch Fix is on your terms and priced to match your budget. There's no subscription required ever. Keep what you want and send back anything you don't. So, isn't it time you got it all together? Get started today at StitchFix.com. Stitch Fix, personal styling for men, women, and kids. Stitch Fix, personal styling for everybody.
All law firms are not the same. There's only one Morgan & Morgan for the people.
This is Mayor Jim Strickland. We have recently seen an increase in the number of COVID-19 cases in Memphis. We are now at a critical point in the fight against this virus. For months, you've heard me and the medical experts talk about the need to wear a mask and a social distance. But there are those in this community who, for whatever their reasons may be, are not taking this virus seriously. I'm here to tell you they should. You can't argue with the numbers. The choice is yours, to put yourself and others at risk or to do the right thing. Wash your hands, practice social distancing, wear a mask when out in public, and please, if you have any symptoms, stay home from work and get tested. Testing is free and locations are available throughout the city. To save lives and to get this community back to work again, it's going to take each of us doing our part. Stay safe and stay strong.
The sizzle is real this summer, and the weather won't be the only thing heating up, because right now, your chance to win red hot cash is heating up too, thanks to the new Red Hot Instant Games. So the next time you're out, why not pick one up? Then stay in, stay cool, and stay hot with Red Hot Instant Games. Only from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing, summer-escaping fun. Please play responsibly.
Yankee Doodle wanted fun for just a single dollar. Found a jackpot in the millions and began to holler. Lotto America, look it up! The prize is getting bigger. Mind the rules and play today and you could be a winner. Go to town on Lotto America and put the country's hardest working game to work for you. Lotto America from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun. Please play responsibly.
Back to the Jason and John Show. Jason Smith and John Martin on 92.9 FM ESPN, Memphis' sports station.
Jason and John, 93 FM ESPN, tomorrow at 3 o'clock. Penny going to be standing on top when he gets the commitment of Musa Cisse. Are you prepared for that? Is your body ready?
I'm ready for Memphis to be the national story, man. And it will. But you touched on what's probably a the most important question is not
we
whether...
We have breaking news.
Oh.
Breaking news, Jason.
Well, make sure you get the sponsor in.
Yeah. Breaking news on 92.9 FM ESPN, brought to you by Pennzoil. Motor oils made from natural gas. The proof is in the Pennzoil. According to John Rothstein, sources, multiple programs involved in the recruitment of Musa Cisse expect him to commit to Memphis on Wednesday.
Oh, Rothstein coming with the cement. He's coming with that cement tweet, which you like. You still like to see.
All I was waiting on was Rothstein to nail it in.
Oh, my Lord. Play for Penny Hardaway.
Come on to my recruiting room at my house.
It will be a good feeling tomorrow.
Well, hello there.
Enjoy your food.
Enjoy it, LSU.
Oh, 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 I'm about to fall. Oh, oh.
So you win one. You win a recruiting battle. Go that tight. Feels good. It's something to celebrate. All of a sudden, again, you're popping. You got the thing hot again. This is going to be a story on SportsCenter, I guarantee you, because Moose is a top 10 prospect. This was a big recruitment, and it changes the game for Memphis. So it will be. It will be party time tomorrow. We've missed that feeling because, John, it's felt like all bad news for a while.
Great.
You know, whether it's nationally with COVID and all that or here locally as we try to figure things out, right? I mean, it's you could use some good news is my point. So, yes, tomorrow will be celebratory. All of that said, you got to get him committed. You got to get him signed. You got to get him in the uniform. He's got to play. And, my gosh, I didn't even brought up the whole question of whether we'll even have a college basketball season. But we're not thinking about that up until a little bit after 3 tomorrow. We're thinking about the commitment. Musa, Cisse, the vaccine. Gonna fix it all. Gonna bring JT home to Memphis from Brentwood.
That's right. That is exactly right.
Back door they go. Douglas Roberts dunks it down.
Just the glory days, man.
So that's all fun and think about and all that stuff. And it is. It'll be a good thing. It'll be good news for Memphis tomorrow. Appreciate John Rothstein and you for the music.
Now, we're
makes
gonna
it feel more celebratory.
Now, we're going to bring the music down a little because parties and gatherings are discouraged in COVID times.
Antibodies.
No herd immunity, according to Jeff Calkins, a study that he funded in London.
He did not fund that.
Oh, he did? Are you sure? That man was talking like he funded it, like he was real proud of it. But yes, in these times, I hate to be the ice bucket, but you know, there's a lot of uncertainty even still, you know, about college basketball and about college sports. And so, yes, on one hand, it is fantastic news. And let me just start by saying that absolutely, it is much more preferable. It's not even close. It's much more preferable to get him committed to your program rather than him to commit to somebody else, mm-hmm. even if no college basketball season ever happened. Right?
And a little more than a week ago, it looked like that's the way it was going to go. He wasn't going to commit to you, that he's going to be headed down to LSU. At least 2 weeks ago, it certainly did. Everybody was in that boat that he was headed to LSU. It certainly seemed to be the case.
Yeah, probably like 2 weeks ago or so, weeks ago, yeah. You know. You know, I think that was you know, more of the thought there. I certainly will stand by the fact that he was headed to LSU at one point. Mm-hmm. When he announced that he was committing, he was going to LSU. I just believe that. I've had multiple people tell me that, and we said it from the day that it happened. The longer this goes, the better it is for Memphis. He was in New York when he made the announcement that he was going to commit. Right. He came back to Memphis. Again, these things are not insignificant. But that being the case, Memphis,
and LSU wasn't some random pick. Like, there's ties there.
Absolutely.
The assistant, Moose's family, all that. There's ties there as well. So that was going down. So you got to give credit too to Penny Hardaway.
Memphis was never
turned around.
Memphis was never quote unquote out of it, but you know, there's no question that they turned this thing around. And so they definitely deserve credit for getting this done. It's a vitally important development, in my opinion, for the program. And it's one that, you know, if Moose suits up, will pay dividends. But I also will stress, you know, this is good for a day. It is good for, a time. I think it definitely salvages a recruiting class. But it really only matters if – I mean, because, again, like, do you consider Kendrick Perkins a Memphis product? Like, when he was going
–
you know, when he was in the NBA and he was winning, you know – playoff series and stuff like that. Like, did you look at him and were you beaming with pride about Kendrick Perkins?
No, why would we?
Yeah, he never got here.
Right, that's the point.
Yeah, so Moose committing is, again, great that day, but it only matters if he wears a uniform, whether that's because of other reasons or whether it's because there's no college basketball season at all. Now, as you guys know, I believe there will be a college basketball season, something of a college basketball season. I believe in a therapy that will emerge. I believe in our scientists. I believe that we will all cooperate and comply with a mask. I believe that we will get control of this thing in a much better way 6 months from now than we do today.
Or at least to a degree that you can have not miss a second straight March Madness.
And if we can't, just take me out.
No, we're not going to do that, but we get the point. We get your point there.
So,
look, NCAA ain't missing out on a second straight payday.
Yeah, LeBron ain't missing out on
one way or the other.
LeBron ain't missing out on number four.
Well, he ain't missing out on his chance to get four. He can miss four. They're losing players.
Like I said before, LeBron will put us on a charter, bruh.
I guess they'll get Rondo back.
LeBron would put me and you on a charter and put us in a Giannis and Chris Middleton jersey if it means number four. Okay? He going to get it. Now, I'll be Giannis. You be Chris. All right?
As long as Kawhi doesn't have the Rona, it's going to be trouble. As long as the Clippers remain the deep team that they are, it's trouble.
It is nice to hear some sports opinions again, you know, and you'll be able to, like, actually.
Well, they'll be real, by the end of the month, they'll actually matter.
But I do believe, as you guys know, that there's going to be a college basketball season. I do think there are some questions with Musa. However, the good news is that they're waiving all sort of standardized testing, right, for this year. That's a great thing. Although
one of the big reasons you reclass.
You know, I don't know exactly what his transcripts look like. These are all questions that, obviously, Memphis is going to have to answer.
What about G League? Just for anyone asking that wonders.
He's not old enough.
Okay.
I think you have to be.
You don't have to worry about that this time around.
Yeah, I don't think
Hunter told us he just turned 17. Yeah. But, you know, that was a few weeks ago. But still, he's a relatively recently turned 17-year-old.
Yeah, so I think that's definitely, you know, I don't think you have to worry about the G League at this point. So, no, listen, Memphis needs Musa Cisse to commit, and they need Musa Cisse in a uniform, period, point blank. That's what's important. You know, if they can get him in a uniform and he plays, obviously, like we talked about, instant impact, game-changing player. I look at Musa as an inverted, like as an upside-down James Wiseman. That's how I look at him.
What in the world are you talking about?
He's as good defensively, if not better, as James was offensively.
Yeah, I'll say that part.
And he's
weird way to describe.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.